Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Rohit Sharma's fighting half century of India closed day two of the first test against New Zealand in Auckland on 134 by the host Mammoth 503. When Badlight halted play, he was batting on 67 not out and had shared 79 runs down for the fifth wicket with Ajinkya Rahane. Rahane ended on 23 as the visitors still trailed by 373 runs at Eden Park. Skipper Brendan McCullum's second test double 100 had helped his side to a good total in their first innings, after which Trent Bolt and Tim Southee had the visitors in all sorts of trouble early on, reducing them to 10 for 3. Neil Wagner then chipped in with a wicket as well to make it 51 for 4, before Sharma and Rahane led the fight back. Earlier, Corey Anderson and McCullum had begun briskly for the hosts, taking their fifth wicket stand to 133, while Anderson was a digital leg before for 77. Tim Southee and Ish Sodhi both kept McCullum company during useful stands, before the skipper was last man out for 224. Ishant Sharma was the pick of the Indian bowlers, with 6 for 134. Kumar Sangakkara and Dinesh Chanimal both scored centuries on day 4 of the second and final test in Chittagong, as Sri Lanka set Bangladesh a daunting victory target of 467. Sangakkara followed up a triple century score in the first innings with 105, Chanimal made an unbeaten 100, while Sri Lanka declared on 305 for 4. Bangladesh then reached jumps at 12 without loss, having survived a testing session late in the day. They were earlier bowled out for 426 in their first innings, replying to Sri Lanka's 587. They began the day on 409 for 8, and just 17 more runs, before Jonathan Mendes finished off the innings, again with figures of 6 for 99. Sangakkara hit 105 and 144 balls, and Chanimal 100 not out and 158 deliveries, at which point Sri Lanka declared set Bangladesh a huge target, which they must make to square the series. They made a solid start to their run chase, with Tamim Iqbal unbeaten on 7 and Shamsurrahman on 4 as they batted through 8 overs before stumps.